This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this April 5th Sunday transmission with 211 days out. More and more, it looks like the election will be canceled. Because the PSYOP of PSYOPs has been launched. It's now official. The United Nations has released guidelines written by Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that no one will be allowed to leave their homes or go back to work under the new worldwide martial law until you've been forcibly inoculated. We warned you it was coming. And of course, all these major force vaccines have been linked directly to sterilization. The live virus is ready. Get the injection for you and your family. And they're coming.
Warning, warning, warning. You are witnessing Blitzkrieg, AI takeover, lightning war. The virus is the heavily scripted pretext to roll out the next, quote, advancement in civilization, the post-industrial, post-human world. You are in grave danger. You are being attacked. You are being targeted. The veil has been lifted. The New World Order is now coming for you and your family. You need to research State Department Memorandum 200. You need to research the Club of Rome, Limits to Population and Growth. You need to research Rockefeller Foundation Plan, Lockstep, and others. This is an emergency warning. There is a robot AI takeover already prepared and already in full swing. This is 21st century warfare, but humanity can resist it. Emergency.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a murderer of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility. hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Tell everyone you know, tune in.
If you are receiving this transmission,
would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is now official. Last Monday, 7 days ago, Fauci, leading up the response to the COVID-19 engineered common cold, but it is weaponized, there's no doubt, came out and said, I've played the clip probably 15 times, I'm not going to play it again today, it was all over the news, and he said, I talked to all the world health leaders on the phone last night, hours, and we've decided that the only answer is inoculation, and so we'll never go back to normal until no one ever dies from COVID-19 and no one ever spreads it. Now, the magnitude of that statement, then we saw that mirrored by other leaders and world leaders. Now, we know who calls the shots. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has put hundreds of billions of dollars of their money and other billionaires' money that's tax exempt into their companies, and then they take billions off the top every year. It's tax exempt. It's not philanthropy, it's a tax scam. And they pump it into media and propaganda and the UN and the NIH and Harvard and all of it. And Jeffrey Epstein headed up large parts of their operations. That's on record. So don't forget that. And studying history, I went right down from Sir Thomas Malthus to Sir Francis Galton, right through to the eugenics boards, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, Cold Springs Harbor, Adolf Hitler. I mean, it's in history books that Bill Gates' father was in high-level secret organizations in the Army and then ran Planned Parenthood and worked directly with the operatives out of IBM. When Thomas Watson died, his entire fortune was put in a trust, pledged for racial superiority and eugenics and depopulation. He won the highest award given by Adolf Hitler in the Third Reich, above Hitler. Look it up. These men are not Nazis. These men created the Nazis. These men created the first computers for studying the secrets of our DNA, which Galton envisioned as a double helix in 1857. This is in mainline history books during a seance. Folks, you can't make this up. They are occult practitioners. You can actually go look up his cousin. You may have heard of him, Charles Darwin, and his theory of the species. He also came up with the theory during a hallucination. These some bad dudes. Now look at Dalton. God help us. Definitely. So you talk about magicians. You talk about high-powered evil. These guys are it, baby. He created the entire modern sciences. Eugenics, biometrics, computers, double helix, DNA. That's Watson. The wrong Watson. You need to pull up IBM's Watson. The crew just search engines what I say, so sometimes they get it wrong, which is okay. Now, let's just continue here, ladies and gentlemen. Just type in Thomas Watson, Adolf Hitler. You'll get that. You'll get a picture of them together. Now, let me just make the announcement to you all. Nine weeks ago now, we told you that they'll go off the China model. There'll be drones watching you. They'll say you have to have apps on your phones, a forced inoculation to go back to work and have jobs. They'll say it's a two-week spring break you're going to have. It'll really be months and months and months. It's designed to destroy the economy, consolidate power, bring in a medical tyranny. And it's the World Health Organization, you notice, that when Trump says something, they go, oh, we're fact-checking the president. We're blocking him on Google. We're blocking the president of Brazil. The World Health Organization says that's not true. The UN is the authority. And the UN came out and said a week and a half ago, we want forced inoculations or the antibodies for COVID-19 before you can travel or have a job. And then they're going to roll out the apps and the blood test for you to prove you can leave your house that you have the COVID-19 antibody. Problem is, we'll get to that in a moment, is that most people will never come in contact with it. So the idea is you've got to have a pathogen, have a virus, have a potential disease-causing thing in you, and have the antibodies for it, or you can't have a job. As I've seen, you've got to have antibodies for HIV, or antibodies for hepatitis, or you can't have a job. What about a cult? And so, boom, it started getting announced 2 days ago. The UK, Italy, Texas, Governor Abbott being led around by the nose, saying, well, the first people that can go back to work are those that have the antibody. Well, our own Savannah Hernandez interviewed a medical doctor running one of the drive-up clinics. And he said, listen, we keep getting false positives about 40% of the time for regular cold viruses. There's no way to tell. These tests aren't accurate. Well, that's already in the news. But you see, corona is the most common virus out there that people believe to make you sick, as some scientists believe. It's the common cold. Most of them are harmless. So the tests keep coming up for regular corona on top of it, when this one is genetically engineered. So think about that. If you have the antibody, and they're saying now you'll have a passport, it'll be on your passport. Imagine they wanted to make it secret years ago that if you had a disease, and of course we have HIPAA and all these laws that your medical records are secret, but now if you've had COVID-19, it'll be on your passport. And now they're saying folks are going to wear badges in Europe and the UK and here showing you have antibodies. So you'll have a badge on. And then it'll be the new, it's a new fashion thing. Now, again, I'm not joking about any of this. I have all the articles right here. Immunity passports could speed up return to work after COVID-19, London Guardian. Overhead shot, please. So I want you to understand that while I talk about all this, while we get into all this, I'm not joking around. Coronavirus, UK says 3.5 million antibody tests coming in days. And then you learn you've had the common cold in your life. Well, we've all had it. So see, everyone they're testing, and I've got medical doctors coming on the show about this, everyone they're testing who dies of cancer or lung problems or other diseases, or they're old, they have a heart attack, they're telling them you died of COVID-19 to create more hysteria. But then also in the future, they're going to say anybody that's ever had the common cold, oh, you're COVID-19 too. But then they're going to say, well, to make sure, they're already doing this, we got a vaccine. They're making you beg for it first. Bill and Melinda Gates already patented it a few years ago. They've already got it ready. Seriously, look it up. They're going to roll it out and say you've got to have this shot, and you've got to have the antibodies, or you can't work or leave your house. And it's all being announced. And David Knight broke a month ago. COVID-19 tracking bracelets, and a Bill and Melinda Gates MIT plan to put a digital tattoo that takes 5 minutes for a needle to stitch nanotech chips into you that can't be seen with the naked eye, but under a black light, that have your medical records on them that they scan on, and you can't cut it out because it's now in your flesh, a digital DNA mark. I remember I knew a preacher in Austin 25 years ago who was putting on Patriot events. And I went to dinner with him one time, and he said, you know, you gave that speech at the church event about the microchip. He goes, listen, God gave me a vision. It's going to be a DNA tattoo on the left arm. And I was like, okay. But, you know, back then I was a Christian, but I was like, I look back on the stuff that guy said, and, man, it all came true. I ought to find where that fella is. He, like, moved to another state. But regardless, it's here, ladies and gentlemen. And they're all rolling it out. It's all systematic. It's all pre-planned. And the virus is a bioweapon released on purpose to create the fear. This is how they take us down. It's how they get all our freedom. And by the way, taking all the shots is only going to make you sicker. So remember that. They want you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So last segment, if you tuned in, I was talking about Thomas Watson of IBM giving his whole fortune to eugenics and to Nazism and getting the highest award. Just type in Thomas Watson, IBM, Hitler. Let's click on the news article in the New York Times. Click on that one for me right there. Thomas J. Watson receives the highest award from Adolf Hitler. That's 1937. Here, let's go back and look at some photos with him, with Adolf Hitler. But what you need to know is he put all his money into a trust. He owned IBM, and he pledged that he would bring in the world government to carry out the extermination and forced inoculation of the useless eaters. But then the problem was that they busted up IBM after that so that it couldn't be a monopoly. Well, they just created a bunch of other computer companies. One of them is Microsoft, and one of Watson's officers, or his dad had worked for one of Watson's top people, was then put in charge of major operations. So that's where Bill Gates comes from. That's why he does it. It's his dad's behind it, everything. Bill Gates did nothing, basically. Now, let's continue. I mean, he is extremely evil and extremely smart. But when it came to the master plan, Microsoft is IBM. The whole story about, Microsoft, wanted the software. IBM just wanted to sell the computers. They were so dumb. But it also helped because of the, antitrust. So that's how that happened. And I tell you the history to understand it, that's who these people are. So now you see Bill Gates saying, my dad ran Planned Parenthood. I'm for depopulation. We should kill the old people. We need to reduce the human population. You have to understand what's really going on. And there it is, biometricupdate.com. ID 2020 partners to launch program to provide digital ID with vaccines. And, of course, who invented the term biometrics? Francis Galton, the father of it all. The mastermind. Who ran secret breeding programs for the British government that produced Aldous and Julian Huxley as their best program development. By the way, how do I know all this? Because they wrote about it. They think you're stupid. Remember, before he died in 62, he wrote the book, Brave New World Revisited. While he was dying, and Huxley went to Berkeley and gave a speech. I've got thousands of articles to cover here, folks, literally. But I'm just going back to this because this is everything. And he said, my book, published in 32, is not science fiction. It is a futurist projection of the world we want to build by 2020. And his contemporaries talked about diet injections and injunctions controlling you and making you dumb and stupid. So all these vaccines are Trojan horse piggybacked with sterilants and with systems that lower IQ. And again, White House science czar in 74, the year I was born, wrote an 1,100-page textbook, PhD level, that was adopted as the science plan of the U.S. by Henry Kissinger years later, Memorandum 200. That's John P. Holdren. I mean, you need to know, folks, this is the bona fides. Not some shadowy, occultic, Gnostic crap where they don't give you anything and it's all, secretly this, secretly that. It's all hiding in plain view.
And you have to understand that if we have any future or any chance to get out of this, when I'm telling you these things, you can look up Operation Lockstep and the Rockefellers. You can look up Memorandum 200. You can look up Memorandum 201 that they executed in October of last year, the release of COVID-19, and Bill and Melinda Gates running that operation. You don't think Bill and Melinda Gates run all these TV shows attacking me by name that they finance because I'm just up here saying stuff isn't true. Now, I'll tell you, the public is pretty dumbed down, is pretty lazy, and doesn't care that they're doing this. So Gates' argument is you deserve to die. Maybe Bill Gates is right. I'm not going to go join him because I'm God-fearing person, but I get it. Let me show you another Watson. He headed up Cold Springs Harbor in New York with the financing of Thomas Watson. Please show the other Watson. I went and pulled up during the break, please, or I can go to the control room if you'd like. And it's the Nobel winner, the discoverer of DNA. There he is. James Watson, biography, co-discoverer of DNA double helix, says that blacks are subhuman and says we should just get rid of all of the other folks. And look, I'm not frustrated, but I went in there during the break, and I pulled up another article on him with the quotes about black people. Can we put that on screen? No? Okay. No big deal. No problem. We'll add it in post, folks. We'll add it in post. But the point is that there it is. Moron. James. Black people are stupid. Watson. So, he's telling you that all these people are genetically inferior, and this is who the left is protecting and promoting and telling you that Bill Gates is the best man since sliced bread, when he fully, in writings and interviews on PBS, In My Film Endgame, says he endorses race, hygiene, eugenics. And he wants to get rid of old people and give speeches. I could play the clips for death panels. But now he's really worried about old people, and he wants you to take a shot. And the medical enforcement of this, where you have an app on your phone to prove you've had the vaccine, oh, but they don't have ready for you yet, even though they do have it ready. They're going to make you beg for it and then roll it out. And now all the governments are saying, oh, it's closer than we thought. And, well, you know, if you haven't gotten it during the COVID outbreak, you need to get the vaccine. Now you'll have the antibodies. They don't say you got to have a vaccine to have the antibody to be able to leave your home again. You just have to have the antibody. But most people aren't going to have that exact antibody. And so they're now going to make you get an injection, and they're saying that. And Gates was on CBS. I played it Friday. I played it Saturday. He said that. He said you'll have to have a vaccine before people can go out in public or go to sporting events again. And, you know, the Dallas Mavericks and Mark Cuban will be there, you know, with the thermometers and the checks to make sure you've got your pass. That, oh, you don't have COVID. And there'll be another virus and another virus and another virus. But, you know, why is there not a vaccine for the common cold? Remember, they taught this when I was like in eighth grade. They said because there's thousands of versions of coronaviruses and you have to have the exact mutation, just like the flu. But they don't care. They've got vaccines for you, even though it doesn't help you and, in fact, lowers immunity. In fact, just type in any search engine. Studies show taking the flu shot lowers your immunity the next year to flu. That's major Canadian, U.S., and U.K. studies. But see, they all know that. But because you don't care about this, they're going to hurt you and they're going to sterilize you because they created Hitler.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement. We are selling out of all of our high-quality iodine products at InfoWarsStore.com. The Super Blue toothpaste that has it along with the Nano Silver and, of course, the tea tree oil. That is selling out, still 50% off. We already sold out of the Super Silver toothpaste. Survival Shield X3 in 2-ounce bottles, it'll be sold out within 2 weeks. Already sold out of the X2. But despite that, I'm going to sell it out at 60% off. Never offered this for that because I want you to see how amazing it is just in general everyday life, not even during these insane crises. Research it for yourself. and get your Super Blue toothpaste and your X3 while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products with thousands of five-star reviews, and they fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. X3, 60% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Super Blue, 50% off.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and I want to explain something here. I don't like picking fights with the globalist chief science officer, Bill Gates. The guy's super dangerous, super smart, super dedicated. And you could argue that if people put up with this, because what I'm telling you is on record, and you don't do anything, you deserve it. But I'm letting Bill Gates and the globalists know something. You're not stopping me going out in public and living and having jobs and taking your damn forced inoculation when I knew that forced Gardasil you did to the girls in Mexico was going to attack their ovaries from the studies, and it does, and it's a sterile. And Bill Gates will be like, well, we got too many people. Mexico's doubling every 20 years. That's what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, is sterilization. So when you see these big liberal philanthropists out there, and you see the left buying into it, Hispanic Americans, black Americans, whites, you name it, don't you know that real eugenicists, those are the folks that created the Nazis? The Nazis were just an offshoot, a bad son a bad sun's, you know, a little baby tree under a big tree that's part of the same tree, that created all that on record. And imagine how crazy it is knowing all this information that this is the big enchilada. This is everything. I got a couple calls today by super famous people, and I'm not bragging. I'm saying super famous people. I mean, just you name it. Rock stars, movie stars, huge national talk show hosts. Going, well, I thought you were wrong, but you really are right. And I'm like, okay, great, we'll do something about it. Oh, I'm afraid to. So it means nothing to me until those people do something. And I told them. I said to one of them, I said, I don't really want to talk to you until you just come on this show. Or until you come out and do something. Because trying to hold on to what you got is going to lose everything. America had everything because we would fight and we weren't pushed around. You look at America now on average and we're soft and we're lazy and we're stupid and we're evil. And if you'll put up with 62 million aborted babies, you'll do anything. We'll go to Patrick Halley, who writes for Epoch Times, who is amazing. That's the best newspaper in the world. Yeah, they're just incredible. And of course, also another great site that Papert heads up. And that is nationalfile.com and the great work they're doing. And he's done a big story breaking down the fact that Fauci and others that you see up there on that stage every night have big money ties to Bill Gates. Fauci got $100 million in just one grant from Bill Gates. So I want to explain something. Bill Gates is running the show. And his wife in Germany 6 years ago got up in a speech and said, the people claiming we're sterilizing people with the vaccines, you're going to get people killed. And she goes on to say, maybe even yourselves. That was a transcript. It's a threat. And believe me, I know who's financing the lawsuits. I know who's after us. My God, again, Bill Gates, if you don't know, like The Good Doctor and all these shows are paid for by him where they attack me. They say it's meant to attack me. He finances documentaries where they name me. He's behind it all because he knows I'm on his ass. Well, I mean, come on, dude. You said everybody's dumb, so they don't know about your eugenics, so they deserve it, survival of the fittest. Your social Darwinism, well, then don't we have a right to warn them? So again, ladies and gentlemen, look at the look on Bill Gates' face in this photo. We can pull it up from nationalfile.com. That'd be great. Maybe the color photo. Fauci and both have big money ties to Bill Gates and conflicts of interest. This is information you need to know. I'm going to stop there and just break down the fact that this is the real world. And if you just joined us, Texas is announcing, the UK is announcing, Italy, that you'll have to be forcibly inoculated to have a job or leave your home. And that's coercion. You'll have to have the antibodies to leave, either have had it or go get an inoculation. Because, oh, you might hurt one person, and we can't allow that. Since when? When the vaccines are proven to not even protect you most of the time. So this is evil, ladies and gentlemen. So joining us is Patrick Halley of Halley Reporter on Twitter. Let's just get right into it. Bill Gates and who he really is and how much stuff he's financing. Because you can't turn around at the UN, the World Health Organization, Harvard. One of your big expertises is Epstein. Gates caught running his operation. What the hell's going on here?
Well, Alex, thank you for having me. I have been briefed by insiders about what's really going on here. And what's really going on is a proxy war that's playing out between President Donald Trump and Bill Gates. And I'm sorry to have to report to the president that Dr. Anthony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx are stooges for Bill Gates. They are part of his confederacy of dunces that are trying to carry out the sinister agenda upon the world. And I have shown the world this information. I've put out photographs of Dr. Anthony Fauci with Bill Gates. They've met over and over again. They're working together. Fauci's agency within the government, he's a longtime government bureaucrat, they are partnered with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on vaccines. Now, Bill Gates says these vaccines might not come out for another 18 months, by which point the American economy is going to be toast, by which point we're going to be, you know, hauling dead bodies through the streets. This is the agenda. And you know what? President Donald Trump threw a wrench into all of this because he discovered hydroxychloroquine, a very cheap anti-malarial drug that has been around for years. And now we have people fighting hydroxychloroquine. How prescient that today on Fox News, on the quizzling Chris Wallace's show, he had the nerve to have Bill Gates on and also the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, who tried to shut down chloroquine in her state. She restricted it, just like Andrew Cuomo. And I'd like to know if Andrew Cuomo's brother, Chris Cuomo, who says he's having hallucinations, I don't know how that's any different than his usual content on CNN. I want to know if he's on chloroquine. What kind of drugs are he on? What kind of drugs are the elites getting that the people are not getting? Because right now, all over the place, the media, on behalf of the Chi-Coms and the Democrats, are trying to shut down any possible treatment while President Trump races against the clock. And you can go to National File and you can see all of these links between Fauci and Gates. Fauci is on the board of he's on the leadership council of the Decade of Vaccines collaboration with the Gates Foundation, meeting after meeting with Gates, photographed with Pelosi, with Hillary. Gates, meanwhile, giving $100 million through his foundation to an AIDS project with Fauci's agency. Fauci, in September, is going to be speaking at the World Vaccine Congress in D.C. with representatives from WHO, the CDC, FDA, Merck, Pfizer. It's a big private sector slash public sector conspiracy here. And he loved chloroquine when Obama was president and we had a MERS coronavirus outbreak. But now, all of a sudden, he doesn't like it so much. He's pushing a nationwide stay-at-home order. And I refuse, Alex, as a longtime listener of you and as a reporter, to watch our freedom get taken away and tyranny imposed on us by this little Napoleon complex man and this scarf lady, Deborah Birx, who was appointed by Obama.
By the way, let's just be clear for radio listeners for putting all this on screen. Fauci got a $100 million grant a few years ago. They worked together very closely in eugenics. They're carrying this out. Fauci was involved in the whole AIDS, HIV cover-up. And this is not just about money and the billions and billions and billions for Big Pharma and the vaccine that they already own and already, you know, have the ingredients for. They have the virus already ready. They can put it in solution now. They're making you beg for it and take all your rights first and have you clamor so it's not obvious what they're doing. But these monsters want the president to forcibly put this into our body. That's what this is about. It's about putting all this nanotech, all this engineered garbage into our body. They want the power to do secret experiments on us. The very same criminal secret science group into the army and other groups that Bill Gates' father was involved in. Secret experimentation.
Yes, that's right. And we the people deserve to know if there's going to be aborted fetus DNA in this vaccine. And this vaccine, by the way, is being tested in Africa. These people want to lecture us about racism. They are testing this on the people of Africa, on poor black people in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. These are sick people, and this is a sick agenda at work. Bill Gates is
Bill Gates is doing medical experiments on black people. Well, of course he is. There's all these photos of him and his dad with black kids like they love him. Give me a break.
Absolutely right. And Dr. Deborah Birx's hands are dirty, too. She's on the board of the Global Fund, which has received over $2 billion from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So Scarf Lady, who should be watching Desperate Housewives with her girlfriends drinking mimosas in Martha's Vineyard, she's just as dirty as the rest of them. She used a Bill Gates-funded model, which has proven to be totally inaccurate. She's botching this, and I'm not going to watch my president, Donald J. Trump, get led astray by these clowns and these
That's right. They're setting him up. He's caught them red-handed. We'll be right back. I've never seen Patrick Halley this fired up. He is pissed. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
PQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products at 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. happening and going on in the world right now. I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus, now 50% off.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We have award-winning investigative journalist with the Epoch Times and NationalFall.com, Patrick Connelly, with us today. And what's crazy is Bill Gates' dad is a famous eugenicist and ran Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood was set up by Margaret Sanger that said blacks weren't humans. We had to kill the weeds. And they created Hitler. And he goes around saying this in white papers. And then, well, he's got a special vaccine for you. He wants that fluoride in your water. Speaking of Bill Gates, Gates admitted that he stopped President Trump setting up the Vaccine Safety Commission, even though Barron got damaged from a vaccine. I mean, talk about a scourge. We've gone from 1 in 35,000 with autism to 1 in 58. You go out to a mall and like a third of the kids look like they're mentally retarded now. And the vaccines are on record causing autoimmune developments of the brain, blood on the brain. Turned up. Australia found shaking baby wasn't shaking baby. It was blood on the brain from a convulsion. Again, a baby could die from a bee sting, but you give them five or six big shots with pathogens and all that stuff, and that's not going to kill them. It's a allergic response. Why do peanuts have an allergy that didn't exist 50 years ago, and now it's massive, and thousands die a year from it? Thousands. Some years, over 2,000. Some is as low as 500 now. Because they actually have a vaccine they give you to slowly teach you to be able to handle the peanut. But they gave it you with another pathogen. They used to grow the vaccines on peanuts. Well, your body then had an autoimmune response to not just the virus, but the damn peanut. Why do you think allergies are getting so bad? Jeez. In fact, guys, I meant to print the article on the Canadian study. Just type in. I had this last week. Just I want to show the people. I want to just say something. I want to show them. Studies show taking the flu vaccine doubles your chances of getting it the next year. Another study only says 50%, so it's not 100%. Just look. Taking flu shot gives you a 50% increase. Taking flu shot lowers your immunity. Just give them that. Okay, we're talking CDC, everything. This is all admitted. But here is Gates admitting that he stopped President Trump having a vaccine commission. And I played you on the Saturday show out of yesterday the UN clips of the head of the World Health Organization saying, we don't test vaccines, they're hurting people, there's a cover-up, in December of last year, 4 months ago. But here is Gates.
Then the second time I saw him was the March after that, so March 2017 in the White House. In both of those two meetings, he asked me if vaccines weren't a bad thing because he was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines. And somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that.
Oh, by the way, again, you, for the common cold or the flu, you can't get learned immunity because it always is mutated. That's why they always told you, we can't have a vaccine for the common cold because it doesn't work. It's a fraud. Here's another clip, and we'll go to our guest. This is Gates talking about what he tells the World Health Organization and others to do.
You've been in touch with leaders in Washington. Have you talked with the president about this?
I've not talked directly to the president. Our foundation is trying to be as helpful in a very constructive way as possible, and that's why I've talked to the head of the pharmaceutical companies. We've talked to a lot of the agencies, including CDC and NIH, about how we work together on the vaccine and the drugs.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And you find out he's financing it all. Going back to Patrick Halley, they have early on tried to blame Trump for this, even though Trump's the one that blocked the Chinese flights. Now the new talk is, you know, he acted late, it's his fault, and he wants to open the country, you know, he's a bad guy. They say it'll peak at like 2,000, 3,000 dying a day, but we now know anybody that tests positive for the common cold is corona, just not COVID-19. So they're actually adding in everyone that has antibodies for the common cold who's dying in America to the list. It's incredible.
Well, that's right, Alex. The World Health Organization put out this guidance, and if you go to the CDC website, you can see they are counting people as coronavirus deaths if it was, quote, caused or assumed to have caused. So anybody could assume anything. You could die from anything. And meanwhile, we have family members of people all over the country and all over the world right now coming out and correcting the mainstream media and saying, no, my father was not, dying from coronavirus. He had pre-existing medical conditions. So they are inflating these numbers. By the way, it's less than 1% mortality rate anyway. And meanwhile, we are watching our freedom be taken away. They drew us into this. Joe Biden was the one who accused President Trump of xenophobia when he did his very smart travel restriction with China. Joe Biden, the very guy who in 2005 asked John Roberts in the Supreme Court confirmation hearing, can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. Now, I haven't seen anything in the King James Bible about vaccines, but I have seen something about the mark of the beast. And I know that these people are drawing us into something very sinister here. Look no further than Nancy Pelosi on February 24th. And you can go and look at this in the mainstream media. She had the press come to Chinatown with her and stand in solidarity with the people in Chinatown. And she said, come join us. Meanwhile, the virus was spreading. This was being spread by these people. This is a matter of public record. And they are using the guise of racism and this terminology about how they're such great people, they're such moral people, to stand up to racism and xenophobia. They are using wokeness as a weapon of war.
You've studied Bill Gates. I mean, his dad, all of it. I mean, these guys are famous eugenicists that worked with this whole cult that is just permeates science worldwide. And the Chinese have accepted eugenics, and they believe in one-child policies and exterminating people and killing 400 million female fetuses and all of this. I mean, this is giant social engineering.
Absolutely, and this is the vision of David Rockefeller playing out. And in the last few decades, we have been absolutely sold out by Rockefeller and his henchman, Henry Kissinger, because they realized that they could get child slaves over in China to manufacture everything, and now America is a sitting duck because we're not manufacturing our own products anymore. We are bending over backward to serve globalist corporations who will leave us in 2 seconds when the mass immigration policies that they lobby for give us a permanent Democrat socialist majority. We have no reason to cater to these people or bail them out with our money. Let them fail. That's the free market.
That's right. Let's go further. They know by giving China one-sided trade deals and building it up, Trump was ending that, bringing industry back. They make almost all our drugs. So now China has the virus, shuts down a few weeks, opens back up. We're shut down for supposedly years. China wins the trade war where the globalists have all invested. So this is admittedly a globalist operation. It's why the media praises Xi Jinping but attacks Trump.
That's right. And these government bureaucrats like Fauci and Birx, these are not people that President Trump handpicked. These are people who have been entrenched in the government. Birx was appointed by Obama to work on PEPFAR. Fauci has been in the government longer than some of these people have been alive who are being affected by this right now. These are entrenched government bureaucrats. This is the deep state. And this is a long-time agenda. And so President Donald Trump is trying to scale this back. And thank God that we have a Republican in there who's looking at the stock market numbers saying, we need to get back to work. We are going to race against the clock to try to get treatment here. If we had a Democrat in there, this could very well be the one. And we all know what we're talking about, the one. We've been wondering, is it going to be a fake alien invasion? Are they going to bring out some kind of fast-moving cylindrical disc that they've used Hollywood to predictive program us to think it's an alien invasion and we have to cast off nationhood and form a one-world government if the aliens are going to embrace us? Is it going to be climate change, this hoax that Greta Thunberg is pushing? Or is it going to be a pandemic? Now, this very well could have gone in a more dangerous direction, and we're not out of the woods yet, Alex, because many of us are still locked down by the government in our houses. But President Donald Trump, thank God that we have a patriotic American in there who is hopefully not going to let the globalists drag this out. If it was Biden, it would be, we need 2 more months. We need 2 more months. They would drag this out until Gates gets the vaccine, by which point the economy is destroyed. I'm not going to let this happen to the American Republic.
Well, absolutely. Please join us again this week. Owen's hosting tomorrow. I've got to take care of some things. But I'll be back in the afternoon. We'd love to have you come on with him. Patrick Howley, a Howley reporter on Twitter. Thank you so much.
You're a freedom fighter, Alex. Thank you.
Folks, we're going to start the second hour. And if you thought this was big news this hour, we've got good news next hour. You think that hydroxychloroquine that we've been talking about for 8-9 weeks is good? Turns out there's something even better. And I did a bunch of research, talked to a bunch of medical doctors, and a lot of stuff where I'm going to tell you about this. And I'm not selling it, by the way. And I almost don't want to announce this till, you know, I go out and get it for myself. It's amazing. Mike Adams is going to be on with us to talk about this coming up. What I am selling is just good natural things you know are good for yourself. We have a great multivitamin, the Real Red Pill. I'm giving it 50% off right now. You know it's going to sell out very, very soon because it's got zinc, it's got the selenium, it's got all the great stuff you need in it, and the preglinone that boosts your body's defenses. And we have X3, the Deep Earth Crystal, pure, clean iodine for 60% off, even though it's going to sell out before we get more in. I want you to have it during the crisis. We're lowering prices when others are raising prices. And we have Super Blue with the tea tree. With the nano silver and with the iodine, super blue fluoride free toothpaste, 50% off. It's about to sell out as well at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.